To start, we will look at the newest TV iteration, Star Trek Discovery, which started last fall. To catch me up on the new series and explain how it fits within the whole Star Trek canon, I've asked in Marissa Martinelli, who is a culture writer for Slate and a pretty serious Star Trek fan. Marissa, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks so much for having me.
So were you a fan of Star Trek growing up?
I started watching in college, and I was a skeptic, a Star Trek skeptic, because I had only ever seen sort of bits and pieces of the original series and sort of the silly bits and pieces. So the William Shatner overacting or episodes where they try to steal Spock's brain.
Right.
Sort of the worst of Trek. So I went in very skeptical, but I started watching The Next Generation.
Which is the one with Picard and Patrick Stewart from
yes.
the 80s and 90s.
Yes, that went on for 7 seasons. And I sort of sampled a little bit of that. And I was a fan and I liked it.
So, and that was it? And okay, I get it now and I will join the cult?
Basically, it's a solid show. I mean, if you're a sci-fi fan, that definitely has its appeal. But it's also just a solid drama. It's almost a soap opera in space.
Well, as somebody who was the perfect age to like the original series when it came on the air, i.e. 12, I just find it so remarkable that here we are still talking about new episodes of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to me. So does the fact that it has been around forever and then and you discovered it not, you know, a decade ago or whatever, did its venerableness, was that part of the appeal? Was that irrelevant, good, bad?
It made it a little daunting to get into. And I think that's part of why I was resistant for so long, because you don't know which version you're going to start with, because there's the original series. There's Next Generation, which is the first 90s iteration. And then there are the two spinoff shows from Next Generation, Deep Space Nine and Voyager.
But what about Enterprise, which I didn't even know about until I did the research for this conversation?
Everyone forgets poor Enterprise, the early 2000s.
Right. That was one too, though, right?
That was. It was short-lived compared to the other shows. It ran for just a few seasons.
And among all of these series, the original Captain Picard, the three spinoffs, the new one, how do they all rank? What's the best as far as in the Martinelli universe of Trek?
Well, I think the original series and Next Generation are widely regarded as sort of the most beloved. I have a soft spot in my heart for...
Nothing beloved. You. What are the best?
Voyager. I'm going to stand for Voyager right now. Voyager was the first Star Trek to have a female captain
uh-huh.
as the lead.
Personal log, stardate 48546.2. Our journey home is several weeks old now, and I have begun to notice in my crew and in myself a subtle change as the reality of our situation settles in.
It's Kate Mulgrew as Catherine Janeway.
Right.
Now she's on Orange is the New Black.
So, Discovery. I watched the first one because, you know, I liked Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched them all?
I have.
So you,
yes, I have.
So this new series fits into the larger Star Trek universe how? It comes before
it's
Shatner
in,
and all that?
Yes, it's set about 10 years before the original series.
Uh-huh. But otherwise, it connects with all of the history that has been established by those and other pieces of the franchise. So
oh, yes, for sure. I mean, I actually interviewed the showrunners of Discovery and a few of the writers about, before the show had come out, about how they were working within the established Star Trek canon
right.
to make sure that their show didn't violate anything that comes before or that comes after. And, you know, Trekkies are a notoriously detail-oriented bunch.
Yes.
So, but they used that to their advantage. They used fan resources online.
Right.
They hired, you know, super fans in the writer's room, Akiva Goldsman, Kirsten Beyer, who has written some of the Voyager spinoff novels. They have a very pro-Trek team.
Right.
So they're all experts.
So they are pretty careful about doing that?
They are, but they also, and I talked to them about this quite a bit, they also have to take risks in order to make a lively and interesting show that's going to be surprising. So the biggest risk they took going in was to make the main character, whose name is Michael Burnham, but she's actually a woman, played by Sinequa Martin-Green. She is...
Who's great.
Who is fantastic. She carries the show.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. She is the adopted sister of Spock from the original series. Spock, of course, is the most iconic character in all of Star Trek. So to throw in an adopted sister who had never been mentioned before, a human adopted sister, I should note, you know, people were buzzing about it.
A human and black adopted sister.
Correct, yes.
Does the fact that there is all this canonical hoo-ha, do you think, does that drive away non-geeks? I mean, you were able to penetrate and become a geek, as you say, late in life.
I may have had geek tendencies that helped me get into it. I think that, yes, it can be intimidating. But I also think that if you introduce someone with the right episode,
right,
you can make them a lifelong fan.
This really does seem like a moment for Star Trek. The movies are going great guns. There's this new show. We're talking about it. People like it. And then there's suddenly, the last, like, weeks, there have been references everywhere. Like, one of the best episodes of the new season of Black Mirror on Netflix.
USS Callister.
Captain, sensors indicate an escape pod ejected from Baldek's ship before detonation. He's escaping with the crystal.
You want me to plot a pursuit course, Captain?
No. We'll let him go. For now.
It's great decision-making, Captain.
Three cheers for Captain Daly. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
You saw that?
I did see it. Oh, for sure. As soon as Black Mirror dropped, I was like, I got to watch the Star Trek episode. Yeah.
And what'd you think?
It was great. The big, you know, 60s hair.
Yes.
The miniskirts, the aliens that are just, like, hilariously fake-looking.
And the Kirk character just kissing all of his officers in this ridiculous, stylized way.
Right. I mean, he's the whole idea is that it's this fantasy that this geek has created for himself.
Right.
And he aspires to be a Kirk-like figure. And, like some Star Trek fans, fundamentally misunderstands the character and sees him as, you know, a womanizer and a brute, as opposed to a much more complex character on the show,
right,
which people forget because William Shatner's acting can be, you know, a little bit wild. Yeah, Shatner-ish.
There's also Seth MacFarlane's new show on Fox, which is not animated like his other shows. It's live action. It's called The Orville.
You're on, sir.
Unidentified vessel. This is the USS Orville. Please respond.
What do you want?
Your course is about to take you directly into the path of a spatial anomaly we've discovered. We recommend you change your heading immediately.
Garaj Kaluga!
Anybody speak Horbelak?
The direct translation is, you can shove it up your...
Okay, got it, got it.
Do you wish to hear the rest of the translation?
No, I get the gist.
It's billed as a parody, but it is more of a loving homage. I went into the show expecting, you know, Seth MacFarlane nonstop humor,
right,
and gags. He has the goods. He's clearly a Star Trek fan, and he has brought in some members of the cast from previous series. He has Star Trek veterans directing his episodes.
Really? So I should watch it.
It's very hit or miss.
Yeah.
But Seth MacFarlane, whatever you think of him, is clearly a devoted Star Trek fan who really truly appreciates what makes it great.
Marissa Martinelli, thank you so much. You can now be our permanent Star Trek expert, should we ever revisit Star Trek, and I'm sure we will since, you know, it's a half a century in running.
Gladly. See you when the next one comes
Indeed.
Out. Live long and prosper.
You can read Marissa Martinelli regularly on Slate's Browbeat blog, and you can watch Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access.